In the aftermath of the shooting at the Newtown, Connecticut elementary school that left 20 children and 8 adults dead, New York politicians have been speaking out about stricter gun control legislation. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
I'm going to fight, and you should fight as well. This is just ridiculous. This is an outrage. We are killing each other, and we're the only industrialized country in the world doing it.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg speaking out about gun violence at a press conference held at City Hall today. Elected officials are busy taking positions on gun control after a gunman entered a Newtown, Connecticut elementary school on Friday, shooting 20 children ages 6 and 7 and 6 adults, then taking his own life and killing his mother at a separate location. While the details are still emerging, the shooter has been reported to have used multiple magazines of bullets and a Bushmaster .223 rifle, which critics commonly refer to as an assault weapon. Bloomberg was surrounded at the podium by people who'd lost someone to gun violence.
Last night, the president said he would use whatever powers his office holds to address this violence, and I think it is critical that he do so. Words alone cannot heal our nation. Only action can do that. Gun violence is a national epidemic and a national tragedy that demands more than words. We are the only industrialized country that has this problem. In the whole world, the only one. And that's why we need immediate national action from the president and from Congress. It should be at the top of their agenda.
Bloomberg is spearheading a group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a bipartisan coalition of more than 700 mayors from across the nation that released 34 videos today from people making brief statements about gun violence, like Nardine Jeffries, mother of Brichelle Jones, one of 9 people shot on March 30th, 2010.
She was shot in the head with an AK-47. She and 2 of her friends had attended a funeral earlier that day, and they were gunned down in retaliation for the other young man being shot. I was one of those people that believe I don't do drugs. I'm not into, you know, a violent lifestyle, and nor is my daughter. So I really didn't think things like that would happen to me. I didn't think we would become a statistic. A lot of people seem to think that it's a poor thing or a black thing or an inner city thing, and it isn't.
Mayor Bloomberg says Mayors Against Illegal Guns will ask Congress and the White House to pass 3 pieces of legislation. He said the only piece of legislation passed recently by Congress was to immunize firearm manufacturers and dealers from lawsuits brought by those injured by guns.
First, Congress should pass the Fix Gun Checks Act, which would close the private sale loophole that allows more than 40% of gun sales to go through without a background check. Second, it is time to pass an enforceable and effective assault weapons ban, one that isn't riddled with loopholes and easy evasion. A previous ban expired in 2004, and even though President Bush supported reinstating it, Congress never acted. That must change.
And Bloomberg wants Congress to pass legislation banning high-capacity magazines that have been used in mass shootings, and he thinks regulating them certainly falls within the bounds of the Second Amendment, and to make gun trafficking a felony. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo also spoke out today, telling reporters there were significant flaws and significant loopholes in New York's existing ban on assault weapons, and he suggested that he would propose new gun control measures in his State of the State address next month, though he didn't offer specifics. He said one of the loopholes allows the sale of magazines if they were manufactured before September the 13th, 1994. New York's assault weapon ban permits the type of semi-automatic rifle used in Newtown, Connecticut, though such guns can be configured in a number of different ways, which would make some versions legal and some not. The State Assembly has approved a tightening of the ban 4 times since 2008, but has met resistance in the state Senate. And in Washington, D.C., the White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says curbing gun violence is a complex problem that will require a comprehensive solution, but gun control is not the only solution.
What the president will do moving forward, I would simply refer you to his remarks last night when he talked about the action he hoped to take to engage the American people in the coming weeks. I think that what happened at Sandy Hook Elementary School has clearly shocked the entire nation, and has laid bare the necessity of evaluating the various things that we can and must do as a nation to try to better protect our children.
And in a paper published by Poynter.org on shootings and guns, it says following mass shootings like the one in Newtown, Connecticut, that support for gun control changes very little after such incidents, and that gun ownership is actually dropping in the country. In 1973, 50% of households owned guns, and by 2010, it's now just 32%. And what has changed is that those who own guns own a lot of them. 20% own 65% of the guns in America. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.